BHH Productions presents KB Cabaret, an original variety show, with your host, Bree Harvey.
Hi, folks. Welcome to KB Cabaret. My name is Bree Harvey, head writer and producer of this show. KB Cabaret is a calabaloo of original skits, songs, poetry, and short stories. What's calabaloo, you ask? Magic, from a child's creative imagination. I was 5 when I coined that word, and it's been around my family ever since. The settings originate from my hometown, Parlor City, and the stories originate from people
Names,
who
characters,
are...
places, and incidents either are products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental.
Thank you, Bonnie. That, folks, obviously was my lawyer. Starring my friends, the Parlor City Players, Judy McMahon, Bonnie DeForest, Charles Berman, John Carey, John Montgomery, and myself, Bree Harvey.
Welcome to our town, welcome to Parlor City, where our friends come out to play. When neighbors don't leave, they stay and chat a while. Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
This week on KB Cabaret, we present music from The Picklers, plus a special new song from our own producer, Bree Harvey.
Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
Mornings are a special time for me. My rituals are simple. A good cup of coffee, soft classical music, and a little daily feature in our local newspaper called Advice with Granny Ada.
Dear Granny Ada, I need advice on a problem that I haven't really seen anyone ask you, as far as I know. This problem of mine has grown so large it is taking over my public life. I don't know how to handle it. Granny Ada, I don't like people watching me eat. It's embarrassing. I feel when I chew that I look like a cow ruminating, and when I swallow, I look like a pelican gorging on fish. Eating spaghetti or melted cheese in a restaurant would be the death of me, and crab legs, forget about it. I would love to find a way to be social at a restaurant and yet not have to eat. I've tried that path, and then my friends force me to have a French fry or something. I like to eat, but at home and alone. I am in my early 20s, and eventually I will have to go out and date. What do I do, Granny Ada? What do I do? Signed, Heard But Not Seen.
Dear Unseen, how delightful! Ruminating like a cow and gorging like a pelican. All you have to add is chomping like a squirrel, and this nutty phobia is complete. Well, all kidding aside, you have social anxiety disorder, SAD, and need therapy. There is no shame in fear if you seek help for it. We're all afraid of something, but with help we develop positive managing skills to overcome our anxiety. Now, there are cultures where this type of fear is considered feminine etiquette. In Japan, for instance, I've read that women should never be seen openly chewing their food. As a matter of fact, a facial bib is encouraged to cover the grazing hole of a female. I hope you don't feel compelled to move out of this country to feel normal. Find the help you need to live the life you deserve. Thank you for writing, honey, and have a nice day. Granny Ada.
Good evening, Millie. Welcome to Wanda's. I think you're going to do great as our new bartender.
Thanks, Wanda. I am really excited to start this new job.
Wonderful. There's just a few things for you to keep in mind before you start.
Oh, sure. Any advice you have would be appreciated.
Remember, the customer is always right. And they're always smarter than you. And they're charming and handsome and sexy. Keep that in mind and those tips will come rolling in.
Got it, Wanda.
Now, do you have a husband or a boyfriend?
No, I'm totally single.
Okay, then. We'll have to come up with a phantom boyfriend for you to use when the male customers get a bit, shall we say, possessive?
Oh, I know all about phantom boyfriends. The one I used at my last job was called Butch, the bouncer, and an ex-Navy SEAL.
Oh, perfect. That's all you'll need. Just remember, use Butch when the going gets tough, but always leave that door open just a crack so the customer thinks there's a chance. Oh, and just one more thing. Unbutton that top button.
Got it, Wanda.
Oh, here comes Leonardo. He will be a good test as your first customer. Hello, Leonardo. The usual?
Make it a double, Wanda. Tough day at the brokerage. I had to haggle with one of my biggest customers to get my usual 20% commission. You know, with this new nationalism versus globalism dichotomy, my standard expert knowledge of the international economy has put me at a distinct advantage.
No one knows more about that than you, Leonardo. Here's your drink, just as you like it.
Right. You know all about how I like it, don't you, Wanda?
You bet, Leonardo.
So, who's your darling little friend here?
Leonardo, I would like you to meet our new bartender, Millie. This is her first night, and you're her first customer.
What the hell? Hello there, little lady. I guess you're in the right place at the right time.
Nice to meet you, Leonardo. Wanda's been telling me what a successful stockbroker you are.
Well, I do know the difference between a Roth and a traditional IRA account.
Oh, that's great. I sure could use some of that financial advice myself.
Oh, yeah, little lady. So why don't you and I get together after you get off work and we can talk about your finances in a more intimate setting?
Oh, well, that would be great. I'll bring Butch along.
Butch? Is he your dog?
Oh, no. Butch is my boyfriend. He gets off of his bouncer job at the same time I do. He's very interested in financial advice, too.
Well, there's no point in bothering Butch with this boring business. I can just tell you what you need to know while you get me another drink.
I'd love that, Leonardo. This is my lucky night, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, while it's tempting to save money on taxes in the short term, it may be more beneficial for someone of your income level to pay the taxes earlier in your career when you're in a lower tax bracket rather than wait to pay the taxes at retirement when you're more likely to be in a higher tax bracket.
Wow, Leonardo. How did you learn all this stuff?
Years of hard work. And also many hours right here at the bar.
You're not only intelligent, you're funny, too. Why, if I wasn't seeing Butch, you'd be the one I'd be dreaming of.
Butch. I keep hearing about Butch. What kind of future is Butch going to provide for you? What's his portfolio look like?
I don't know anything about his portfolio. Who knows? Once I learn a little bit more about investments from you, maybe I'll send him packing.
Oh, baby. If you've been investing in a tax-deferred 401k, it might be time to get into a Roth. Ideally, it's good to have a combination of both types.
Thanks for the advice, Leonardo. Can I get you another drink?
No, I better get on home. I have a meeting with another big client tomorrow morning. But by tomorrow night, I'll have another 20% commission and more advice for my favorite bartender.
What a great guy, Leonardo. Here's your bill. $18.98 for two drinks.
Here's a 50. Keep the change.
Oh, why, thank you, Leonardo. See you tomorrow.
Bye, little lady.
Well, honey, I'm impressed. You handled that like a pro.
Thanks, Wanda. That was the sound of the customer being right.
No, that was the sound of the customer being right.
Oh, I think I'll invest half my tip in the Roth IRA.
Yeah, you'll even have enough left over to share some with Butch.
I would like to welcome a very talented group of people to our show today. Dave Rice and Landon, and you have a very interesting nickname, Landon, so I'll let you tell us what it is in a second. I know there's one other person missing from your group is Sarah, Dave, your wife. The band is called Picklers. I love this band. It's started about a year ago, and I'd like to find out, how did you guys get together? So young and so old and soulful at the same time.
So the Picklers came about because we were all in previous bands that didn't work out for one reason or another around the same time. That's how I met Landon.
Yeah, I'm Landon. I play the banjo. People call me Crash Landon sometimes.
He also plays fiddle for us. Him and I were in a bluegrass band. And my wife, Sarah, who plays bass for the Picklers now, her and I were in a surf rock band. And we got together with Landon and started doing the ragtime stuff and jug band. And that was a lot of fun. So it's kind of how it worked out. Oh, and my name is Dave Rice. I play guitar and kazoo, and I sing for the Picklers. So this song, Butter Biscuit Boogie, is an original that I wrote one day. I kind of just picked up the kazoo and started playing it, and that's what came out. But we wrote it for to have an original for the Binghamton Music Compilation, Volume 1.
And now, our first selection from the Picklers, Butter Biscuit, the original song written by Dave Rice.
To hear the rest of this show, download our new KB Cabaret app. There you will be able to hear all of our new shows, our archive shows, and find the multitude of recipes that our chef extraordinaire has created just for you. You will find our app on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon, or Burberry. Just search for KB Cabaret. That's KBKABARET. We love having you stop by, and thank you for listening to KB Cabaret.